live across campus. This is your Raw News Update.
Good evening on Wednesday the 3rd of December. I'm Philip Stoneman with your headlines at 6:30. Police and protesters have clashed on campus following this afternoon's free education protest near Senate House, with unconfirmed reports of pepper spray and tasers. This was the scene earlier today after police had arrested three demonstrators.
So there was a demonstration here, about 50 students gathered. We talked about free education. There was a banner drop. It was entirely peaceful to the point of, like, literally just chatting. Loads of police turned up. I've seen at least 8 cars, and now there's a riot van. And they tasered students. Did they taser? They got tasered.
They tasered students and they pepper sprayed. I heard the taser.
There we go, two members of the demonstration speaking exclusively to Raw News. There have been reports, as said, of a protester assaulting a police officer, which caused the police to come on campus, alongside unconfirmed reports of pepper spray being used and tasers after the demonstration occupied the ground floor of Senate House. There are also unconfirmed reports of police forcibly removing protesters from the building. The autumn statement was released by Chancellor George Osborne this afternoon. He claimed that 85% of the 500,000 new jobs created this year were full-time, with the UK the fastest growing G7 economy. Other points included the reform of residential property stamp duty, so rates only apply to certain property prices, a 2-week freeze in working age benefits, migrants losing unemployment benefits if they have, quote, no prospect of work after 6 weeks, an extra £2 billion a year until 2020 for the NHS, and £10,000 postgraduate loans for any master students. In response, Shadow Chancellor Ed Bulls said that Mr. Osborne's forecast in borrowing £219 billion more than planned left previous projections in tatters, quote. And in sport, the funeral of Australian cricketer Philip Hughes took place today in Maxfield in New South Wales, streamed on national television and in major Australian cities. The 25-year-old was killed at the SCG following injuries sustained when hit on the side of a helmet during a domestic four-day game. National captain Michael Clarke acted as a pallbearer, with the ceremony attracting 2,000 well-wishers, noting how the 25-year-old was a man whose soul enriched all of our lives. Also in cricket, England have just chased down Sri Lanka's rain-reduced target of 236 runs in Hanban Tota in their third one-day international, with an 80-run stand between Joe Root and wicketkeeper Joss Butler seeing England home after the hosts made 232 in their original 35 overs. The weather now, and it's looking chilly for the rest of the evening, with temperatures falling to 4 degrees Celsius, certainly something to wrap up warm with. Tomorrow is generally overcast. This is your last Raw News update for today. Your next is at 10:30 tomorrow morning. For the latest, make sure you like facebook.com/Raw News Warwick and follow us on Twitter @Raw News Warwick. It's now back to the team of Raw Sports.